Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To Japan now, where 82-year-old Emperor Akihito publicly expressed concern about fulfilling his duties as he ages. Akihito never used the word abdicate because he's barred by law from making political statements, but it's rare that he would speak to the public, and even rarer that a Japanese emperor would want to step down. Joining us on Skype from Tokyo is Shihoko Goto, Senior Associate for Northeast Asia at the Wilson Center. And Shihoko, how is the public receiving this? I mean, remind us, how rare is it to hear from your emperor, and how extremely rare for him to indicate he wants out?
Well, the emperor's role has evolved over the last century. During World War II and up to the end of World War II, the emperor was essentially seen as a divine being. Since then, he has become a mortal, but he is a constitutional monarch. He is the symbolic head of Japan. It is very difficult for him to simply resign. What is happening at the moment is that the 82-year-old emperor has had a number of ailments, including cancer and some heart issues. He wants to step down. But at the moment, the constitution states that the emperor can step aside for reasons of ill health, but the crown prince would step in on his behalf as a as essentially a acting emperor, as a regent.
Well, let's stay there for just a second, because we understand one of the reasons that he's saying that he might want to step down is because his father, Hirohito, did not and died after a very long illness, and through, you know, the whole country went through that illness, and it sounds as if he's hinting he doesn't want that to happen again. But we've heard from colleagues here saying, well, what is it that he's stepping down from? What does he do that has become taxing at the age of 82?
A lot and not a lot. He is someone who is respected very much. So the mere fact that he is there has a very symbolic meaning. But perhaps most importantly, it actually affects Japan's everyday life. Japan has two types of calendars. One is the Japanese one, and one is the one that we use mostly all across the world. So this is year 2016, 2016 years since the death of Christ. And then when we look at the Japanese calendar, this is year 28 of the reign of Emperor Akihito. So when there is a new emperor, there will be a new dawn in the way the Japanese calendar is accounted for. So it'll be a new year. And in that respect, he is very much a part of Japanese life.
Well, for instance, going back to his father, Hirohito, we're reading reports that when he was suffering this long illness, the palace doctors would announce his declining condition and people would cancel huge festivals. Some people postponed weddings. So there's this intricate connection. And it sounds as if the current emperor is saying, I'd like it to go a little smoother.
Yes. What he really wants to do is to ensure stability. Because there is this change in calendar, there will be a whole shift in how the dates are set. And so you will have to reprint a lot of everything that has to do with dates. We will have to do that all over again. Also, it's seen as unbecoming when the national head of state is in decline. People think it's very bad and bad manners and not sporting to have public events, to do things that would be celebratory. So everything kind of comes to a standstill. So he wants to have a stability and continuation of life in Japan. So this would be an orderly way to resign. But there is a lot of opposition to this as well from the conservatives in Japan.
Why?
Two reasons. One is because it would require a constitutional change. It would require a change in the imperial household law. And secondly, there's a lot of concern that it might even challenge perhaps the way that the succession is going to be made. Right now, we know that the crown prince, his eldest son, will assume power, but his eldest son does not have any boys. He does have a girl, though. Hmm. And there are some people who are saying, well, the girl should be third in line, but right now she's not. So people are saying that this could be the opening of a Pandora's box.
Hmm. And are you saying that there will be a push to have an empress?
Well, that is on the other extreme. So on the one extreme, there are people who do not want to accept his resignation. On the other hand, there is the other extreme who say that this could perhaps open that possibility of having a discussion, at least an open discussion, about the possibility of changing the hereditary laws as well. Most people would be somewhere in the middle, allow him to resign and allow men to succeed, as has been the case to date.
Shihoko Goto, Senior Associate for Northeast Asia at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Tokyo, speaking to us about today's announcement from 82-year-old Emperor Akihito that he'd kind of like to take a break. Shihoko, thank you so much.
Thank you.